إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, in the series we are doing on the keys to success, we spoke about passion, we spoke about focus, we spoke about commitment. The fourth of them is strategy. At the end of the day, strategy is where you actually work out the implementation of the vision that you have. So you are passionate about a vision, you are focused on achieving it, and therefore you have made changes in your life, and then you are committed, you have the investment, you are willing to invest time, money, resources. Now issue is, so what to do? Strategy is extremely important, because without clarity on strategy, all the investment or part of the investment can go wasted, can be wasted. So talent can be wasted, money can be wasted, time can be wasted. So therefore, a correct strategy is very important. Strategy must focus on priorities. What gives the biggest bang for the buck? What is the most important of several things to be done? So prioritizing of goals is the first element of strategy. What are the goals and how must they be achieved? Which comes first, which comes next? Not everything is equally important, so very important to understand that. Second one with strategy is the roadmap for it, implementation of the strategy. So the roadmap for the strategy, which will include timelines. So one element of the roadmap is the goals, and the second element of the roadmap is the time. So what must be achieved by when? That must be part of the strategy. Everything is not linear. When you do this, you will find that some things can be done simultaneously. But some things are dependent on other things. So you need a particular, for example, if you're doing something, you might need a particular permission or a license before you can start something. So everything is held up until that license comes. But some other things, you might find that you can actually start construction of a building simultaneously. You can plant the grounds, the gardens or whatever, and so on and so on. So some things can be done parallelly, other things are linear, and that should be clear in the mind, and therefore time must be allotted for that. So what must be done, by when must it be done? And the third element of strategy is to have a system of measurement to see how you are doing. Are you going fast enough, not fast enough, too fast, as the case might be. Also in terms of resources, are you within budget, outside of budget, does the budget need to be changed, things like that. So the issue of measurement, what are the metrics which will help you to keep, which will help to keep you on track, and which will give you a sense of going forward, what must be done, what are the metrics for this. If you see the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in terms of the seerah, you see elements of all of these things, elements of strategic goals, elements of the timelines for those goals, and elements of metrics. Even though his goal was not material in that sense, but it also had a material element in the sense of establishment of the Islamic State. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did those things in those orders. For example, he did not send wufud, he did not send his embassies to different kings and so on until almost the last year of his life. He could have done that. He was in Medina for 10 years. He could have done it at any time. That had nothing to do with whatever was happening. But he didn't. He sent it only when the time was right. So individual things, the expedition to Tabuk, for example, towards the end, although that was independent of other things, people could have gone. He didn't send. He sent only at the right time, at the specific time, in terms of the order of importance. The first and most important thing which he did before anything else was the creation of the Ummah. the creation of the brotherhood of faith. Because and there's no surprise, and we can see this quite clearly why this was obviously the most important thing to do. Because without that foundation, nothing else would have been created. So the first thing he did was to build a masjid, because you need a place, a marcus, for people to come together. First thing, he built a masjid before he built his house. With Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that was the first thing he did, was to build a masjid. He didn't build the house first. He built his masjid first, then the house was adjacent to the masjid. So he first built the masjid, and the thing which he did simultaneously, not next, but simultaneously while the masjid was being built, was the creation of the Ummah. A brotherhood based on faith, not based on tribes and race and culture and so on and so forth. So brotherhood based on faith, which is the Ummah. So that is gives us an indication of how and why a clear strategy is important. Today we have so many Muslim endeavors. Alhamdulillah, the niyat is good. People want to achieve something good and so on. There's also a lot of enthusiasm. But if you study even what happened over the last 10 years or so, you will find any number of these started and today there is no sign of them. It's not because people's intentions were evil or, you know, they were fools. No. It's just that enthusiasm will only take you so far. Energy is only there for so long. After that, it dissipates. No matter how much enthusiasm there may have been to begin with, no matter how much energy there was, it dissipates, it goes down. Because there is no clear strategy. If you have a clear strategy and if you take it along a particular direction, then you will find that the energy and the enthusiasm will sustain. Otherwise, it just fritters away. So it's a, you know, you have the talent, but you are squandering it. You have the resources, but you are squandering it. So you find that a lot of Muslim initiatives start, but generally, if you look at them, illa mashallah, it's a lot of people with a lot of enthusiasm who get together. They talk a lot. They spend a lot of energy. Maybe they even spend some money, and that's it. Even getting together is not based on any clarity of thought. We just get a bunch of people together. If you say, well, why are these people here? You know, who can contribute what? There is no clarity with regard to that. Why are you sitting here? Why are you here for this meeting? You have no idea. Somebody called you, or you came, or you're there. A whole bunch of warm bodies is no good. You know, I mean, no matter how much of enthusiasm there might be, how much of goodwill there might be, it doesn't even take you the first step. Forget about taking you far. You need people with the right talent, you need people with the right skills, and you need them to be doing the right things. And that's why the clarity of thought is very, very important. Who do you need? What skills do you need? And what is the way to go forward? With that clarity, then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives success. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not make random dua for people. He asked specifically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for certain people by name. Why did he have to ask for one of the two? Umarain. Why Umar bin al-Khattab or Umar bin Hisham, who was Abu Jahl? He specifically asked for two people. In all of the people in Makkah and Medina, whoever he knew, and he knew people beyond Makkah and Medina also, because you know he knew people in Syria and everywhere. He didn't say generally, Ya Allah, give everybody hidayat. No, he could have made them. He could have made this dua, you know. He didn't even make dua, Ya Allah, send me whoever you think is best. No. Specifically, he made dua for a particular person. Think about that. Why does he have? Because he is using his own judgment. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent who he wanted to send. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made specific dua for some people. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam specifically pursued Khalid bin Walid to the extent of sending Khalid bin Walid's brother, Walid bin Walid, he had become Muslim. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a letter to Khalid with his brother. His brother went to Makkah, Khalid was not there, he left the letter there, and he wrote a letter and he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants to see you, he wants to meet you, and he said, how long will it take for you to understand the truth? But believe me, that was not only about Islam. It was about Khalid bin Walid. It's not a question of, you know, it's not a question of, I want one more warm body to accept Islam. No, I want Khalid ibn al-Walid. Why? Because of his skills. Not for any other reason. Nah, Khalid ibn Walid was not a great alim. He was nobody. His whole life he was not a great alim. But Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu had the skills of warfare. He was a great general, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was looking for a great general. Who could have been a better general than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, who is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's not the issue. The issue is creating successes. The issue is going forward. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went behind one person specifically. This is the man I want for that reason. So it shows us the clarity of thought with regard to succession planning, with regard to building a strategy. And as soon as Khalid ibn Walid came, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him command of the army. Even though there were people who were senior to him, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab was there, other people were there who were senior to Khalid ibn Walid, who were people who had longer history and record in Islam, greater credibility, what not. But as soon as Khalid ibn Walid accepted Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him command of the army, he gave him the title of Saifullah. All of this, why? Because he is reinforcing something. He is saying, yes, this is the person I want, this is what I am prepared to do for him. So very clear, important for us to ensure that we have the right strategy, and for that clarity of thought, for that making sure that we have the right goals and targets, and then to stick to them. Stick to them with, again, with great rigor. The sign of leadership is the ability to take hard decisions. If you cannot take a hard decision, forget about leadership. And this is another one of our big problems. We become very soft and jelly-like when it comes to our own people. Doesn't work. Does not work. We have to be able to take hard decisions. And that is very, very important for us to understand. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك ورحمة الله.